Hello, our next speaker is Shaq Herrick. He's an entrepreneur and wiki enthusiast. In 2005, Shaq founded WikiHow, which is a wiki how-to manual. Over 16 million people per month visit wikihow.com, making it the 110th most popular website according to Quantcast. Prior to starting WikiHow, Shaq was one of the entrepreneurs behind eHow, Bigtray, and Lumisan Technologies. Thank you.
Hi there. Thanks for coming. I'm going to first start with a bit of an apology here. My laptop was one of the ones that was stolen, so I had a presentation. I didn't back it up. I spent yesterday in internet cafes and with borrowed laptops trying to put it back together. It's not as good as it was, but I'm going to do my best. This is going to be a bit of an improv. So feel free to ask questions and keep it improvisational, because it's kind of what we are doing here. Okay, let me move on. First, for those who don't... This is a message to the guy who took my laptop here. This conference is about free culture, free software, occasionally free beer. But please don't confuse that with free laptops. And a big thank you to the organizers here from Argentina. Once they realized, this guy moved very, very quickly, got it taken, right in the morning, the first day. And the organizers have done an amazing job of security. And from there out, there's been no problem. So thanks a lot, guys. So for those who don't know, WikiHow is a wiki building a how-to manual. It's a very popular website. We get about 16 million unique visitors a month, which makes us around the 100th most popular site according to Quantcast. We're in 7 languages. Now that said, English is by far dominant on WikiHow. We have not really succeeded in languages other than English, I would say, to give an honest appraisal of where we are. We're looking to change that. I specifically want to succeed in German next year. So anyone who's here from the German Wikipedia, we're looking for some people to work with us on this. If you'd like to come and talk to me later after the presentation, I'd love to talk with you. So we did a survey, kind of like Wikipedia, on why people contribute here, and add a bunch of questions. Now, this is just to emphasize, this is a very non-scientific survey we did. We threw up a Survey Monkey thing and just, and asked people questions. Please don't draw too many conclusions from this, but I think there's some general trends that we can draw from this. We asked, why do you contribute here? And specifically, this question was asked by people who edit a lot on WikiHow, and we said, why do you continue to contribute to WikiHow? And the top 4 answers were, 1, I think it's fun/entertaining. And I was talking with someone later about this here at the conference, and their joke was, well, it's not Hollywood's definition of fun and entertaining, but somehow we all like to do it. And the 2 second reasons, I'd sort of put in what I call the greater meaning category. I find it personally rewarding, or I love to give back, sort of mission. We saw a lot of mission sort of stuff in the qualitative answers of the survey. And 4, I'd sort of group into collaboration. So again, just to sum up the 3 main reasons people contribute to WikiHow. It's 1 is fun, 2 is greater meaning, 3 is collaboration. And then going back to the Wikipedia survey, I saw that on day 1. That was actually where my laptop got stolen, the first presentation. They found, when they gave a similar survey, much larger, more scientific survey, they found that people listed greater meaning sort of stuff, mission-related stuff on the top. And I asked about, hey, do people do this for fun? And they didn't actually ask that question in the survey. My guess, if they had, they would have found the same sort of thing. So now I'm going to go into reasons. So the rest of the presentation, I'm going to sort of hit on those 3 reasons, fun, greater meaning, collaboration, and talk about some of the things we've been doing at WikiHow to kind of emphasize those things and bring them forward for people. How can we make that happen? The first insight, I think, is really obvious, which is, an easy application is more fun to use. You're going to get more contribution when something's easier and more fun. So we've tried to do some really basic hacks at WikiHow to make wiki editing easier. It's nothing on the scale of what's being done at Wikia or what's being done by the usability project, but we've tried some really easy stuff. On the left, you'll see the basic advanced editor that we're all used to. We have that on WikiHow, and it's on by default in some pages. And then on the right, you'll see what's called our guided editor. It still uses wiki markup, but it's basically just broken down into various sections. Hey, we have the intro here, the steps here, here's where you put the video, things like that, just to make it easier for people. Now, what's interesting is we have some pages where, you know, you have to use advanced and some pages you have to use guided. And then we ran a test where we actually took some pages that would normally have been guided and said, okay, we're going to force people to use advanced. And over a year said, what happened to these articles? And we found the following. People, when we forced people to use advanced editor, the normal wiki editor, we got 40% fewer edits on those articles than we did in the control group. And in addition, we have a rating system on WikiHow. We could rate an article. How accurate is this article? The more edits an article got, the higher the accuracy ratings rose. So basically, by forcing people to use the difficult markup, the difficult system, we had less edits, less participation, and less accuracy. Another way to look at this is edit abandonment rate. So every time someone opens a page on a wiki and presses edit, what are the odds that they press save? You could look at this as when someone presses edit, doesn't press save, that's really, we failed them. They wanted to contribute to a wiki, and we didn't let them do it because they were too confused for whatever reason. Here's three wikis who've measured this, and it's probably not apples to apples because people aren't measuring it in the same way. This is one from, on the left, you see Wiki Travel. Evan reported this to me. He measured this several years ago, and I don't know what it is now, but he said it was around 5%. So of every 20 people who press edit, only one presses save. So there's a huge missed opportunity over at Wiki Travel. WikiHow, you see we're a little better. We're at 30%, so perhaps with our guided editor, we've increased it a bit. I asked Eric what it was like on Wikipedia, and he measured it quite different than what we did, so this is not an apples-to-apples comparison, but he said it was somewhere between 1 in 4 and 1 in 8 of people succeeding. So it's kind of around the, you know, a little south of the WikiHow thing, and but north of WikiTravel, what he thinks Wikipedia is. But I think the big insight here is what Wiki has done. And I don't know how many of you have checked out their WYSIWYG editor they launched just last month. It's fantastic. It's really impressive to see it in action. You wouldn't think it's possible on MediaWiki, but it works. And since they've done that, their edit abandonment rate has gone down to 10% or 90% success, in other words. Every, you know, 10 people press edit, 9 press save. It's really impressive. So another thing that makes things not fun on a wiki is being reverted. This is a graph done by Ed Chi in Bhagwan Su at Park in Palo Alto. It's not my own research, and this is from Wikipedia. I don't mean to wag the finger at Wikipedia here. I think if you did the same sort of research on WikiHow, you'd find the same result. In fact, I think as all wikis grow over time, you get increased number of reverts, people sort of clamping down a little harder than they used to be in the early days. But what you see here on this graph is number of edits that are reverted, and then by different user class here. So you can see the top one, the very top line, that is people who've only made one edit on Wikipedia. And the next line here, the red one, is people who've made 2 to 9. And then you go all the way down, these are the power editors, people who've made more than 1,000 edits. And so what you see that when we started out here, 2002, even for brand newbies, only around 2% of edits were getting reverted. But over time, that's grown. And now a quarter of all newbie edits are getting reverted. So you can imagine, you come to Wiki, you're one of the 1 in 8 people who've successfully pressed the save button, and then your work gets destroyed. Now, maybe it was vandalism, but probably in a lot of cases it's not. It's just a mistake. Someone who's trying to learn the system, it's too hard and they can't do it. So I think this is a lesson for all of us. Everyone in the Wiki community, we all have this problem, and we should find ways to solve it. Two, I'm going to move on to the second reason people contribute to wikis, which is the greater meaning things. The first one and the most powerful reason people contribute to wikis is sort of the noble mission. And I think you look at every successful wiki and there's a noble mission behind it. Wikipedia obviously having the best example. As Jimmy's often said, a free encyclopedia for every person on the planet in their own language. Like, that is a very, very powerful thing. It motivates a lot of people, a lot of contribution. WikiHow, we have something similar, practical instructions for everyday people to solve everyday problems. It motivates people. I think you see this in every wiki. WikiHow, we're now starting to experiment with ideas to extend other ways to add meaning to the project. One thing we're going to be launching very soon is what we're calling a Books for Africa experiment. And it's, you know, it the idea is every time someone writes an article on WikiHow, we're going to send a physical book to Africa, a textbook, not a wiki-related book. This is something we're announcing today. We haven't actually started it yet, but it will be coming out soon, and we'll see, you know, does this add motivation to the project or not? Do people react to this, and does this help the wiki? Does it not help the wiki? It'll be a learning experiment, and I'll, you know, I'll report back next year to see whether, talk about whether this worked. One thing that subtracts meaning from WikiHow and a lot of other commercial wikis is advertising. No one gets the warm fuzzy when they say, hey, I did all this work and now there's advertising next to it. Wow, that doesn't motivate anyone. So we've tried to create solutions to address that problem. We can't, you know, one of the solutions for us is not, well, let's get rid of advertising. That, you know, won't support, we have to support the project. But what we've done is we've allowed people to get rid of it in small ways. So you could see on the little red arrow down here, this little thing says hide these ads. And when you press that, the ads disappear. And they go away for 24 hours. And if you don't want to see them ever again, you just register an account and you never see ads on WikiHow. We don't show ads to any registered users. Since we've done this, a couple other sites have followed course. About Us is another wiki that's done this as well. And the good news here is it actually hasn't really hurt our revenues that much. Turns out not that many people, you know, care. You know, people turn it off, but those people probably weren't going to click the ads anyway. So we don't really lose much money. But it does, I think, allow people who are very sensitive to advertising a way to never see it again. Here's another cautionary tale about, or I should say, this is another thing we try to do to extend meaning to WikiHow, and this one is a bit of a cautionary tale. A couple years ago, we became carbon neutral, and at the time, we were one of the first popular sites to do this. We were the largest popular site at the time, and then a couple months later, Google did it, so we quickly got surpassed in terms of popular sites doing this. But in terms of motivating people on the wiki, it was a bit of a mixed thing. There's a lot of people who this was very motivating for. They're like, I'm really proud to be associated with a project that did this. This is great. Other sites should do this. And then there was a group of people who didn't believe global warming is real. I think this is a big scam from Al Gore. And were disgusted that we had associated ourselves with such a scam. Well, you need everybody. I think you need everybody in a wiki. WikiHow itself is not really about, you know, green issues or global warming. We're building a how-to manual, and if you're a global warming skeptic, like, you're very welcome at WikiHow. There's lots of things you can share. I was upset that those people weren't happy with this. This one is a bit of a mixed message here about whether this was a good idea or not. That said, we've kept it. We've been going with it for years. Three, now get on to the areas of collaboration that we've done. So we've tried to enhance the ideas around collaboration as well. Let me do some demos now. This might get a little tricky here. So one thing we've done is this concept of fan mail, where you contribute so much to wikis, you put so much into it, you want to know that people are getting something back. And so one of the things we've done is this little thing where at the bottom of every WikiHow article, you'd say, hey, thank the authors who wrote this article. And it's pretty fun. I end up getting dozens of these things a day. You could just see I just pulled one up here. You get messages from all over people saying, and some of them are really heartfelt, and this is just the one that happened to be at the top of my fan mail box today. How to get over a breakup, and people say, like, oh, hey, this has really helped me, da-da-da, and, like, you realize that people are actually reading this and it's having some meaning. I think it motivates people. Another thing I'd like to demo regarding collaboration is what we've done here. Now, since this isn't live, it's not going to be timely. But what you see here is this is basically it should be scrolling if we had a live page here. I could try to reload. But you could see this, this is showing the edits that are currently happening on WikiHow. And as you're going through the site, you see, hey, Betsy just edited this page. Wow, I should go check out what she did. Or someone new just joined the community, I should go welcome them. It allows sort of some instant ability to get in touch with other people using the project, which has done a couple things. Just adding this was about a month ago. We added this. It increased the number of people in the community. People saw this. You know, we show this to anonymous users as well as logged in people, and people said, "Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on here. This is a living, breathing entity here. I should join this." And we got a spike in people joining, and editing as well. And experienced editors, we've sort of had two reactions to it. One, some people say, "Hey, this is really annoying," and of course we created a thing in preference. You can just turn it off and not have to see it again. Some people were like, "This is great. Like, this feels a lot more fun to me now. I can see other people, interact with them much more quickly." I'm going to go back to the presentation now. So other things we've done to enhance collaboration. We've started offering formal classes taught by live teachers around the areas that are going to help collaboration. One thing we're going to be doing this coming month is a compassionate communication class. Compassionate communication is also known as something called nonviolent communication. There's a really good article on Wikipedia about it. There's also a good one on WikiHow about it. It's this specialized communication skill. And I think everyone who's on a wiki knows that a lot of people on wikis are challenged by communication. It's a very, any electronic medium is a difficult medium to communicate in. A lot of things go wrong, a lot of incivility. We're going to try and start turning that around by formally training people on how to communicate. The class will involve a lot of online thing. There'll be some phone conversations where people are going to be testing their skills. And we offer this free to editors, and then we charge non-editors who want to join the class as well. We've also had two classes in the past on writing skills, which has been great. That's been enjoyed by a lot of our contributors. We're just teaching basic writing skills, not so much wiki writing skills, but the things you would have learned in college and so on. Some brush up on how to format text, how to grammar, or so on. And it's been helpful. We've also tried to enhance collaboration using software techniques. We've built some software to allow people to sort of work together faster on various areas. This particular one is called New Article Boost, or NAB is our acronym. Every wiki needs lots of acronyms. This is the equivalent of New Article Patrol on Wikipedia. And when you go to New Article Boost, there's on one page you can do multiple things at once. First, you get check for duplicates. We try and only have one article per topic, make it canonical. Then we have a copy value check. It basically runs a bunch of text through Google and says, "Okay, hey, does this show up anywhere on Google?" And if we see the same text, then it's probably a copy value. And then someone goes, looks into it, and deals with it. You could hop right in and edit the article. You could leave a message right here for the author saying, "Hey, thanks a bunch." And you'll also notice this little smiley face here. This indicates, it's hard, you can't read it from where you are, but it says this author here has less than 50 contributions. They probably are not familiar with how Wiki works. Please leave them constructive, positive feedback. This, just having a reminder to people that they're dealing with someone who's new to the community is really helpful, we found. And then we have the various areas. You could just add a bunch of templates, nominations for deletion, stub, merge, so on, all within one box. And this all happens in one page, and it's allowed people to contribute easier. Throwing these things together, I think we've enabled sort of a different vibe, community vibe. A lot, it's more collaborative in some respects than some other wikis, probably because we're a lot smaller. There's an order of magnitude scale, or a couple orders of magnitude scale between WikiHow and Wikipedia. But one of the effects, I think, is we have a more gender-balanced community than some other wikis. We don't have official numbers on the number of editors, but 43% of our admins are female. And this, the example on the left is Wikipedia is 13% of the people who answered the survey who were editors said they were female. So there's, perhaps by doing these things, we've been able to attract some better gender balance in our wiki. So that basically wraps up what I had in the new presentation. I'd be happy to go to questions or whatever folks want to talk about. So everything on WikiHow is Creative Commons, non-commercial, share alike. Yeah, so the licensing on WikiHow is actually something I regret. When we started out, we were kind of figuring out what we were doing. I think we chose the wrong license. At this point, I'd like to move to something compatible with Wikipedia and now the rest of the world. We've had some discussions about it on WikiHow. It's not clear if we have any consensus to do anything at this point. At some point, we might. It would be in either way, it's going to be tricky. So the way it works is, so we're a commercial entity. WikiHow's a for-profit company. We can show ads, but other people using the content do not have the commercial rights to it. Yes, but we have the commercial rights. Micah? So we rolled that out about a year ago, and the question was the new article boost tool that I showed on the recent slide, when did we roll it out and what sort of impact did it have? And we rolled out about a year ago, and we've seen a big increase in the quality of articles. Because what happens is previously articles would have to get done in new article patrol, which is just like recent changes patrol in Wikipedia. And people don't spend the time to do all those steps, right? People aren't checking for copy vows, doing a Google test in every article. People aren't thanking authors. People aren't really cleaning our articles up. It just recent changes to patrol simply moves too fast to do all that sort of stuff. But new article boost, you slow down. You only focus on one area. The people who like to rewrite articles hang out in new article boost. The people who just like to look for vandalism and so on hang out in recent changes to patrol. So it's really improved the quality of articles. And I think it's improved the quality of collaboration, where new authors come in and they're seen immediately, and you get to thank them, and it's helped that as well. That's a really good question, because we've had a whole history around video, and let me answer that. So we first started out, we knew video is very important for a how-to manual. Some things are easy to write in text and describe how to do it. Some things you need to see the video. And so we started out saying, okay, well, let's let people create their own videos, put them on WikiHow, and we'll sort of work with it that way. And what we found was the problem is, it's very hard to actually collaborate on a video. So people get very enthused and say, wow, I want to add my video here. And the video would get added, but just like articles, the way wikis get better over time is lots of people working on them. 90% of the stuff that shows up on WikiHow's front door is pretty terrible. It's not the sort of thing that's actually very useful, right? The same was true for videos. So the 90% of the videos that people were uploading were actually terrible and didn't reflect well on WikiHow and did not help people accomplish what they wanted to learn about. But when you see a video, you can't really edit it contribute and collaborate in the same manner, right? So the choice the community then had was, do we want to keep this video or do we want to get rid of it? And so 9 times out of 10, the choice was, let's get rid of it. And so you just demotivated the person who uploaded the video. And you don't really have a wiki collaboration at that point, right? This becomes more like Dig, where it's thumbs up, thumbs down. It's not like, okay, this is okay, but let's make it really good. And so we never... sort of encouraging people to upload their own videos actually wasn't the answer for us, even though that was the intuitive thing to do. And then we moved to something new, which we call video curation, which is, I should have demoed that actually. You go to WikiHow and you could go to any article and say, select a video. And then we show videos from YouTube and Howcast and 5minutes.com and VideoJug and a whole bunch of how-to video providers. And then users go and select the best video. And then but that's a wiki process, right? So the next person who comes and says, oh, I don't like that video, I'm going to select another one, then that video gets selected. So it's sort of like images, right? You could select multiple images for an article. and people aren't so vested in like, hey, this is my video I spent a whole day making. It's more that I found this on the internet. This is the best video on the internet for how to make lasagna. I've looked at all of them. This is the best one. And people can disagree about which one's the best one, but it's you don't have this the social problems are being created when people create their own how to make lasagna videos, and then we just decided to delete them. Right, so that question was about Kaltura, the collaborative video editing tool. I think that's right. I mean, people are getting closer to having real collaborative editing of videos on the web, and perhaps. Right. Even if that were to work, you know, we'll probably get to that point where we're going to have this, but even still, it'll never be perfect, right? Even just because. You know, if someone has their lasagna thing and then all of a sudden you're in someone else's home filming their lasagna, it's going to get very difficult to watch, right? It'll be like, you know, reading a ransom note with like different magazine letters coming. It'll look very amateurish. So we're always going to have a challenge in collaborative video, even with this tool. But I'm excited to see the Kaltura thing. I know they've done a lot of good work over the last couple of years. You know, I don't really, you know, we haven't really addressed that. I don't really know. There's not much overlap between the Wikibooks community and the WikiHow community. So there's no one sort of bridging those two communities saying, oh, hey, this would be better on Wikibooks or this would be better on WikiHow. When I've looked at Wikibooks, it seems a lot more in depth. You know, we have an article on how to make a computer and it's one page. Wikibooks has this incredible article on how to make a computer and it's like 30 pages. So I don't know if at some point articles get so long on WikiHow that people move them to Wikibooks, or I'm not really sure how that would work. No, there's not. Not yet. Sounds good. Well, I talked to Gerard yesterday about the Google Wave MediaWiki demo. That sounds fantastic. I'd be really interested in that. I'd be very interested in that. Now, I don't know where that will stack up, but I would think it'd be potentially very promising. Well, I would actually see, as long as Google Wave is truly open source and we could actually bolt it on a MediaWiki in some element, I would actually see that as a real opportunity. I wouldn't look at that as a negative at all. I'd be really excited about that. Okay, so this is the last question. Nope. Okay, guess no more questions. Thanks so much, guys.